The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A clinical trial published today has revealed a groundbreaking development for cancer treatment, that immunotherapy before surgery improves lung cancer survival. Professor Patrick Ford of the Trinity St. James Cancer Institute presented his findings at the American Society of Clinical Oncology annual meeting in Chicago over the weekend, and I'm happy to say he is joining us this morning in studio to talk about those findings. Professor Patrick Ford, good morning and welcome.
Hi Pat, thanks very much. So to give a bit of a background to this, we've known for a very long time that the immune system can prevent cancer and surveil for cancer, so watch out and prevent it happening. But we haven't been able to successfully target the cancer with immunotherapy. But over the last 10 to 15 years, there's been new medicines approved in the US initially and then worldwide, including here in Ireland, for patients who have stage 4 cancer, where the cancer has spread outside of the lung.
And this would be where the prognosis is not great.
It's not great, but it's improved a lot, particularly for lung cancer and also for some other cancers over the last 10 years, really. Prior to that, we were mainly just using chemotherapy.
Now, the immunotherapy in stage 4 improves the survival rates significantly.
It does, yeah. So it's been approved now and it shows for some patients they can go into a very durable remission where the cancer is not growing. It rarely disappears completely. But when we follow them with scans and we see them in the clinic, often their cancer appears to be stable and is not causing a kind of an impact on their quality of life.
All right. So this has been the immunotherapy journey over the last decade or so. Now, what you did, and this was a clinical trial conducted here, was it?
Yeah, well, so I was based in the US for about 14 years. So my wife and I moved there back in 2010 after we had worked in Ireland and trained in Ireland, and we were based at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And this was a clinical trial. I initially started there, a small clinical trial enrolling about 20 patients. And we saw there that half the patients, when they went to surgery, so we gave an immunotherapy medicine prior to having surgery for lung cancer. And about half of those patients had no residual cancer at the time of the operation. So when the surgeon removed the tumor, there was no active cancer. And that was pretty exciting at the time. And that led on to a phase 3 trial, which is the final phase of a trial before approval of a medicine. Mm-hmm. And that was, so this weekend I reported the final results of that trial.
Now, for people, therefore, who have stage 4, they would be getting the immunotherapy routinely now, I presume, but not people on earlier stage cancers. So at what stage do you now advise that immunotherapy allied with chemo might be given before surgery?
So it's increasingly, not just for lung cancer, but for other cancers, it's being moved into this early stage setting. So for about 2/3 to 3/4 of patients with early stage lung cancer, so which is lung cancer which is confined to the lung or to the lymph nodes near the lung, we consider giving immunotherapy for those patients. And it appears, at least from the studies we've done, it's best to give the immunotherapy prior to the operation.
Okay, so do they get chemo as well?
Yes. So chemotherapy, we've known for a long time that if you give chemo either before an operation or after an operation for lung cancer, it can improve the long-term survival. The long-term benefit, though, is relatively modest from chemo. But when you give the chemo with the immunotherapy, it can be fairly dramatically improved.
So someone who has a cancer that is confined to the lung and or the lymph nodes will, in this trial, got chemo and immunotherapy, and then the surgery happened. So the tumour still has to be removed. It's not that it shrinks the tumour to nothing, or is it?
Yeah, so it's a good point. So the scans, unfortunately, don't tell us. So say you have your immunotherapy and chemo before the operation, and we repeat a CT scan, and the scan may show a shrinkage, but it doesn't tell us if there's still active cancer or not.
The precautionary principle is take it out.
Yes, exactly.
So these patients then who had immunotherapy along with their chemo then had surgery, what were the findings post-operatively then as for prognosis?
Yeah, so about 1 in 4 of the patients who have the operation have no residual cancer at the time of the operation. So it's been killed by the treatment. And then about 3 years ago, we presented the early findings from the study, which showed those patients who got the immunotherapy with the chemo were more likely to be free of recurrence of the cancer. So that's kind of the early finding.
So they would have been free of the cancer at the time of the surgery, but then post-surgery, it never recurred.
Exactly, yeah. So those patients who get that, that initial three doses of immunotherapy are much more likely to not have a recurrence of cancer, which is a good finding. But the ultimate finding really is whether it improves your long-term survival. So are you more likely to be cured of the cancer? And that was what we found. So in this paper and presentation this weekend.
Now, which is great news, the fact that you might go into what might be called permanent remission from the cancer, it will never recur. How arduous is immunotherapy compared to chemo, we know is arduous for many people?
Yeah, so they're very different treatments. So chemo, I think, so most people will be familiar with some of the side effects you might expect. The immune therapies and the rate of side effects are much lower, but they're very different as well. They're related to stimulating your immune system and you can get some inflammation of some bodily organs. Funnily enough, when we added the immunotherapy to the chemo prior to surgery, there wasn't really much of an increase in side effects at all. So that's a positive finding. It's a very short course of treatment.
In other words, the bad effects of the chemo mask.
Well, perhaps.
The effects of, you know, your added burden is not great with the immunotherapy. So this is fantastic news. Will this now become the protocol?
Yeah, so it has been here in Ireland for the last couple of years. So it was approved in Europe back in 2023, and it's been available here for the last year. We also have kind of new clinical trials, which we've opened here in Ireland, which are trying to take this a little bit further. So can you increase the survival long-term? So by adding new medicines to the immunotherapy, new forms of immunotherapy to the approved drugs.
Okay, so it's a scientific process that will keep on. You learn more and you apply more. Now, what about the other conditions that this might help? You mentioned that it's not just lung cancer.
Yes, yeah, so certain forms of skin cancer, so melanoma, for example, this has become the standard as well.
What is the result for melanoma? Is it as promising?
Very good. So when I was training here in Ireland back in the 2000s, the prognosis was very poor for melanoma. Now up to 2/3 of patients with melanoma can be cured with immunotherapy treatment for early stage disease, whereas previously the risk was very high of recurrence.
Okay. What about other cancers? For example, bowel cancer, which is, you know, prevalent.
Yeah, so there's a subtype of the bowel cancer, patients who have a high number of mutations in the tumor, where they can have a huge benefit from immunotherapy. It's a small number of patients so far, but they can have very dramatic responses. For the more common types of colon cancer, people are exploring using this treatment. I think it'll be a little bit longer before it becomes a standard for those.
It's extraordinary. I remember I've been talking about these kind of things for a long time on radio, and the idea that the immune system could detect and eliminate cancers was a pie-in-the-sky idea, and now it's become a reality.
Yeah, it goes back a very long time. 120 years or more people have been trying to do this, and it's really only in the past 15 years it's become a reality for patients.
And what was the nature of the breakthrough that allowed this suddenly to happen after, you know, decades of trying?
So there was a discovery of a protein which tumor cells coat themselves with to protect them from your own immune system. And blocking the protein essentially allows the immune cells to recognize the cancer and attack it. And that was the real breakthrough. It was a treatment called programmed cell death blocker. So it blocks that mask around the tumor.
I presume it was the kind of scientific equipment that is now available that led to that breakthrough rather than, you know, the others hopelessly failing. They probably didn't have the ability to see those kind of proteins.
Yes. So it's a real process. It takes time. So genetic sequencing was very important and studying the immune system over a really long period of time.
So where are we now? I mean, for Ireland to be the lead on this breakthrough is terrific. I mean, are there many other clinical trials going that, you know, Ireland is involved in and perhaps is leading?
Yeah, so it's a key country. So we have the Cancer Trials Ireland organization who are kind of lead clinical trials in Ireland for cancer. And they have been very good in terms of providing a central focus for investigators and for clinicians in trying to open more trials. It's a small country. So I think it takes a lot of advocacy on behalf of patients and physicians to actually bring the trials here. But the more we can do it, the better.
I mean, I presume they're double-blind trials, so some people may not get the therapy in the trial and other people will. So anyone who goes on a trial is being, well, they're making a bet on it, number one, but also they're being altruistic in the hope that whatever comes from the trial will do good for other people.
Yes. So in most trials nowadays, you get the standard treatment as the controls. You're not missing anything
That you wouldn't have got. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
So you get something extra if you are one of the people who's actually in the trial per se or
exactly.
enjoying the medicines of the trial. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a great breakthrough. Congratulations, Professor Patrick Ford, who's consultant medical oncologist, Prendergast Chair in Immuno-Oncology at Trinity College in Dublin. Patrick, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.